Now, Sunny FM presents Crazy Talk with Rick Stacy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this is... Okay, so I think we all woke up to this, and I'm to the point where nothing shocks me anymore.
Yeah.
So you wake up, and, you know, we all know about the Harvey Weinstein, and yesterday we were talking that he's been brought up on federal charges for... because you can't... Is it the Mann Act where you can't bring women or a person across a state line with intent to do...
Yeah, if you're going to be a pervert.
Yeah, thank you. In layman's terms,
if you
yes.
have perverse intentions.
So Harvey Weinstein, they said, is expected to turn himself into New York City authorities today to answer sex crime charges. They've been investigating assault claims. Now, this is just on one charge. They've investigating assault claims against him by Paz de la Huerta. Did I do that right?
Paz de la Huerta.
And Lucia Evans for months. This is the charges that are based on the alleged attack on Evans. She was a student actress at the time in 2004. So this is one specific. And God knows how many are out there for him. But he's expected to turn himself in today. However.
Turn himself in.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're going to find him. And he's... So he might as well be like, hey, I'm here.
I know. I just figured there'd be a bunch of lawyers and stuff, and he'd, like, try to move away. Didn't Woody Allen, like, move out of town when everybody's yelling at him?
Yeah, that's what they do sometimes. Some of the...
Roman Polanski, like, moved out of town when everybody's suspecting him and stuff.
This was rape of an underage girl, so that was a little different. But, yeah. But, yeah, he moved out of America, so they couldn't get to him.
Yeah, most people just, like, oh, flee. With that kind of money and power, they usually just kind of run. But I think everybody kind of stripped his bank account before he could do anything. Yeah?
Well, I think Harvey's also kind of like, okay, the jig is up.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
I've done it. I'm guilty. I've got
not going back now.
Exactly. He either can Thelma and Louise it, or he can turn himself in. He's got two choices.
Oh, Harvey.
So this one's what really got me. And I woke up this morning,
dude.
Because we love him so much, and I've had the same feeling about this that I'm about to tell you as I did when I found out about all the Bill Cosby stuff, because we grew up with Bill Cosby.
I know. It's like,
and you're like, no, please don't tell me you're a scumbag. So now it just got released that Morgan Freeman is the latest high-profile figure to have sexual harassment allegations against him.
Morgan!
CNN revealed they had been investigating him for months. Nobody knew this. And reported they've spoken with 16 women.
16?
Eight claim to be the victims of the misconduct, and then eight saying they've witnessed misconduct, right? So a former production assistant told CNN that Freeman asked her to lift up her skirt and comment, and he would comment on her body while they were filming that movie Going in Style back in 2015. She also added that Alan Arkin, who was also on the movie, saw all this happening and told Freeman to stop.
For crying out loud.
And they're saying that the, God, this is a kicker too. Kick him when he's down, man. Back in January, and I'm not sticking up for him. I'm just saying, like, you make this stuff can ruin
your whole
life.
Thing,
you
yeah.
think, you know, even back into, you know, whatever year it was, you think you can get away with it, and years later it's going to come out. Just don't do bad stuff. I'm telling you, because the Lifetime Achievement Award that he just won from the Screen Actors Guild back in January, they're thinking about taking it away from him. I know.
I mean, he could have been trafficking cocaine and it had less
and
less
had
backlash.
Less repercussions. Yeah. Than this. Yeah. It's so true. So
wow.
There goes the idealization of my
Morgan Freeman
voice. Makes me so sad.
Yeah, that's...
The good news is...
He was so wholesome, it seems.
We thought. Never know what goes on behind closed doors.
I know. You see those stories, though. It's like, Morgan Freeman buys, you know, a bunch of acres to save the bees. And you're like, oh, Morgan Freeman, or...
And
he's
how many times
playing, you know, some nice benevolent character.
And he's always like the good cop that saves the day at the end of the movie, and you're like, yeah, Morgan Freeman.
Don't open the box. John Doe's got the upper hand.
You know, but now.
And we never knew. He was telling chicks to lift up their
pervert skirts.
Wow. The good news is there's no Morgan Freeman movies in the theater this weekend.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be that person that bought a ticket for a Morgan Freeman movie.
That's true. We got all kinds of weirdness out there. Well, let's start with the weirdness in that realm, just because
I know you're going to go see half of these.
I mean, maybe not half of them, but maybe a couple.
Which one are you
going
to see? Are you going to go see The Gospel According to Andre, or are you going to see How to Talk to Girls at Parties? That sounds more like you.
I think I might go see The Gospel According to Andre. I think that's more befitting my
thing. Is it British? No, it's French.
No, but it is low budget. It's a documentary on fashion editor Andre Leontelli and his journey from the segregated American South to his thriving career in fashion.
You know what? Actually, I might like that one. It's got Tom Ford in it.
Sean Combs has got Puff Daddy. P. Diddy. All right, maybe I am going to see that.
There you go. What about the In Darkness? That sounds like you.
Oh, after hearing a murder committed in the apartment upstairs from her, a blind musician finds herself in London's dark world of crime.
Any movie that has someone that's deaf or blind and they can't see, and they show like she's sitting there, you know, of a deaf girl and like reading a magazine, or she's blind and she's like playing her violin and the dude's right behind her and she never sees him. And he doesn't do anything to her right away. He just kind of stands there and lurks and then he walks away and it's like, she never knew he was there.
Anyway. Dude, I don't know. That one seems scary. I'm just going to be like, look out! The whole time.
Behind you! And it's like, smoke, she's deaf, she can't hear you.
Let's see. How to talk to girls at parties, rated R. Well.
Yeah.
An alien finds her way into the dangerous London suburb of Croydon, where she meets two of the town locals.
That sounds boring.
Elle Fanning, Nicole Kidman, Ruth Wilson, Stephen Campbell Moore.
Nicole Kidman is in crappy movies lately, I gotta be honest. I really like her.
Yeah, what is she doing?
She's in all the what do you call it? Like the
lame ones?
Yeah. Like the time pieces, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, just go back to Days of Thunder. You were good then. You had your curly hair. It was before all the Botox. She was all natural. Now all her whole face is forehead.
Her whole face is forehead.
That was mean. That wasn't very Christian-like. I'm sorry, Nicole Kidman.
No, what I will be trying to see this weekend is the Star Wars story, Han Solo. Just Solo.
Just Solo. They didn't just even call Solo. It Hans. They didn't want to pay for the extra four letters.
Oh, look. Khaleesi's in it. Emilia Clarke, that lady from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, she's in it. Donald Glover's in it. If you don't know Donald who the, you might know him as Childish Gambino. He's also a singer. No, he's not related to Danny Glover because I said that
Woody
he was.
Harrelson. And then the only guy you maybe have never heard of is the one playing Han Solo. So,
hey, this is a huge career launch for him.
Yeah, Alden Ehrenreich.
It looks like Ehrenreich.
Ehrenreich? E-H? I don't know.
It's probably German. I can't pronounce it.
But yeah, Solo, that's what everybody's going to be. I might have to wait till like...
A month from now?
Yeah,
don't
just
go today.
So I don't get elbowed in the face.
It's going to be crazy
you
today.
You think so? Didn't they release at midnight last night? Maybe?
All the dorks probably went last night. You're right.
I don't know. I'll have to tell. If you see a Jedi in line, that's how you know.
In theaters, the prequel, Solo, a Star Wars story. If you're a grown man who dresses in costume to see this movie, expect to be solo for all of your dating life. Solo, a Star Wars story. Now playing.
Rick Stacy.